BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
See, I thought I'd made the right choice with the plum and almond tart, but now I'm thinking your clever tea looks tempting.
Hands off! I'm not sharing this with anyone.
Oh, well, who knew there was a National Plum Day?
Well, I'm all for any day that brings a bit of joy.
Well, thankfully, my days are finally starting to feel a bit more joyful again. It was rough for a while.
I can imagine.
I guess it's not as bad as if your parents split up when you're a child, still at home. But it's not easy. Especially when you work with your mum and her new... what should I call him? Partner feels too serious. Boyfriend sounds like they're 15.
Well, you could just call him Alistair.
Yes. My mum and her new Alistair. So how are things going with you? All ready for Sunday?
Not quite, but we're nearly there. Do you know, I'm actually feeling surprisingly relaxed about the whole thing. Alice has been marvellous. She's honestly taken on the bulk of the work.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I realise it's not helpful to put her on a pedestal, but she really is back at the top of her game. It's a pleasure to see her back doing what she does best, you know, planning, managing, delegating. Her branding of the whole event has been so clever. She's captured timeless, but she's given it a quirky, original twist. All environmentally responsible.
And all way out of my price range.
Oh, don't worry, darling. You'll get lots of freebies as a bonus for being part of the team. Just let Alice know the size and style of polo shirt you would like.
Oh, I already know what I'll go for. The powder blue with the classic Ambridge Stables motif. Oh, the font is gorgeous.
I know.
Oh, so when am I on? What time do you need me?
The youngsters' competition start as soon as we open, so we'll need you there from the start. And then Justin will judge the show jumping and amateur equine art competition around midday, so that might be a good time for you to get the dray to the fate if you are planning on going.
Oh, yeah. My mum's stuck there most of the day on litter-picking duty.
Do you know, it's so kind of her to step in.
I said I'd meet her for lunch, so if I'm done by midday, that would work perfectly. Well, I want to catch at least one of Ian's demos.
That's no problem. But if you could be back at the stables for the grand prize winners' photos at the end of the day, that would be fabulous.
Of course. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Ambridge will be literally the social centre of the universe this Sunday.
Well, I think this is them.
Yeah, it is. I can see George.
Well, that must be him then.
Yeah.
Oh, we should get them inside quickly, before anyone sees and starts spreading rumours.
I can't speak to him, Will. I feel sick.
No, I'll handle him. You focus on George.
Hey, Dad.
Come on in, son.
Hello, Will.
Clive.
Oh, hi, Emma. It's a pleasure to be back in Ambridge.
Yeah. I somehow don't think the feeling is mutual.
Come here, George. I missed you so much.
Yeah, I missed you too, Mum.
You scared us disappearing like that.
Yeah, we've been so worried about you.
There was really no need to worry. Your boy's got a good head on his shoulders. Knew who to call when the weather got stormy.
Uncle Clive came to get me straight away.
Well, I was more than happy to help me nephew and chip off the old block.
Don't ever say that. George is nothing like you. Nothing.
Mum, chill out.
Do you know what this man has done in his life? He's not some cuddly old rogue, if that's what you think. He's a convicted criminal who intimidated and threatened a lot of people in this village.
That was a long time ago. A man can change.
And he's sly. Don't you think for a second that Clive Horobin is the answer to your problems, George.
OK then, Mum. I'll see you.
What? No, don't go.
Well, we're obviously not welcome here.
Oh, don't worry about me, George. I understand why your mum's angry. I did some bad things in my past.
Uncle Clive has been great. He's helped me, fed me, and he was the one who persuaded me to come home. And now look at you. You're on at him the minute we walk in the door.
Okay. Thank you for bringing George home, Clive.
You're welcome. He's good company. We had a real laugh. Just what the poor lad needs right now.
Hang on a minute. What has George told you? What have you told him?
Clyde's been telling me about his near-death experience, how it changed him.
What?
All those anger management courses in prison. All those yoga classes and meditation. I took no notice until it was almost too late then. Boom! A new road appeared before me. And I tell you, this journey is quite a ride.
That's great. We are happy for you. But unless you want to face villagers with pitchforks, I suggest you get in your car now, you drive away, and you don't come back.
You're not even going to offer him a drink or something to eat?
That's no problem, George. I'm fine.
Look, Clive, why don't we stick the kettle on while Emma helps George unpack upstairs?
Yeah, and then I can make your sandwich to take with you when you go. And if we're lucky, you might choke on it.
Well, since Justin insisted on the awarding of medals, look what Alice ordered for me.
Goodness!
The ribbons match the polo shirts, and look, the medals all say cantering on. Your horse is our horse.
There are so many.
Best hat, best embellished horse, craziest costume. Endless possibilities for celebrating each and every child.
I'm not sure that fits Justin's definition of a competitive event.
Well, it's too late to change it now.
Honestly, Paul, I think you're right. Who cares what Justin thinks? The prize winner's photo will be full of grinning young riders.
And my face paint will almost certainly put a smile on everyone's face. Chelsea's going to do it for me early Sunday morning. Do you want a sneak preview?
Of course I do.
Hang on. There you go. Sparkly horses. Aren't they amazing?
If you've got me up here on my own to lecture me about running off, don't bother. I know it was wrong, and I'm sorry.
Well, that's very mature of you to realise that and to admit it. No, I'm not here to lecture you, not at all.
I thought that's why you'd come up.
No. I do just have a few things that I need to get clear.
Here we go.
Well, for starters, we've had to lie to cover for you. Told family you went away with mates.
Why?
Because you absolutely cannot say that you went to stay with Clive. And your dad said to Pat that you were stressed about giving evidence and you needed a few days off.
So now everyone at Bridge Farm thinks I've had some kind of a breakdown.
No, we couldn't tell them the truth. You might lose your job.
Well, if I told the police, I wouldn't be needing a job. I mean, that's one advantage of being banged up. They feed you and they clothe
you. Well, that's the other thing. Your dad and me, we still think that going to the police is your best option.
No.
George, I don't want to scare you away, but we do need to talk about this.
I talked about it with Uncle Clive.
Oh, really? And what did he have to say on the subject?
He reckons I should stay quiet until after Alice's trial. He said anything could happen. Mistrial, lost evidence, failed disclosure or something like that. Basically, there's a good chance she'll get off.
Clive has zero idea of the background or what Alice is facing.
But if there's a chance she's found innocent or the charges are dropped, then I'll have thrown myself under the bus for nothing. That's what Clive said.
Or she might go to prison because of you. And when she remembers at some point in the future that it was you who sent Mick's car into the Am, you'll be in so much more trouble than if you confess now. You know all this. We've been through it. Did Clive have much to say about that? About perjury or about common human decency?
Well, I knew this was going to happen. I thought you said you weren't going to lecture me.
You're right, and I'm sorry. Thing is, we care about you, George, and I think we can confidently say that Uncle Clive does not.
You don't know anything.
Really? I know that I'm not going to watch you ruin your whole future based on the advice of that vile specimen downstairs. Or maybe I should just call the police myself then.
Do it, but I'm not hanging around if you do. I'll leave and you won't ever see me again.
Oh, because your Uncle Clive will protect you. Think he'll look after you.
That's exactly what he did.
Oh, believe me, he would drop you at the first sniff of real responsibility. You've never lived on your own. You barely cook or clean. You don't pay rent and we still pay for your mobile phone. That's the only reason you have money, to buy designer clothes and beer.
Sorry I'm such a burden to you.
That's not what I'm saying. For one minute, would you actually listen? I love you. We love you. And we want it to be okay. But running off will never make this okay. Nothing has changed since we spoke on Sunday.
So what are you saying?
That you need to say goodbye to Clive and then start telling the truth.
I hope you don't mind me having a root around in your cupboards, Will. After the service station grubbery had a pot of home-cooked dal, will be just the ticket.
Clive, I don't it really think...
It won't be totally authentic, mind you. You don't have any old spices, but I've had a rummage round and found some lentils and some garam masala at the back of the cupboard.
What's he up to?
I'm gathering ingredients for a store-cupboard curry.
Not my idea.
Will, I need to talk to you.
Don't mind me. You'll just point me in the direction of the lav and I'll freshen up a bit.
First door at the top of the stairs.
You don't think he'll go into George?
No, we'll hear him if he does.
It's a nightmare and it just keeps getting worse.
I know. He's got it in his head. He's staying here.
Over my dead body.
And what did George say?
He's threatened to do another runner.
What, is he serious?
I don't know, maybe. I don't think we can do softly, softly when it comes to the cult of Clive Horobin.
No, I agree.
He's told George Alice might get off and that he's better keeping quiet.
How dare he?
I'm scared, Will.
Shh. I know it's not the done thing to put the guests straight to work, but I actually find cooking relaxing. Almost meditative. Especially accompanied by a decent red wine, which you don't have. But I'll pop down to the shop in a minute and grab a couple of bottles.
Do you have any idea what will happen if you go out there, let alone to the shop, if Mum sees you?
You're right, yeah. Probably need to approach that one with caution. But you could go, Emma. You take my card. Well, does Poppy eat dal?
No.
Oh, it turns out George loves it. Now, I should really get started on my cooking. Low and slow is the best method.
No, you're not cooking anything in my kitchen and you're not filling George's head with any more of your rubbish.
George turning up was the universe telling me to catch up with my family. Makes perfect sense. And that's why I'm sticking round for a bit. See a bit of me old dad.
Bert's not here. He's away.
It's a shame.
And he can't stay here.
It's Will's house.
No, I feel the same.
Oh, bother. I'll book myself into a B&B. Bit short of the readies, though, so if you could see your way to chipping in.
You need to leave, Clive. You get out. I mean it.
If you think you can upset me, Emma, you're wrong. The road I'm taking is one of love and forgiveness. Life is short, and past mistakes are ancient history.
Not in Ambridge, though, not.
No. Then you might just find that Ambridge gets to hear exactly what your darling son has been up to.